living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So what do you think are the top three anti-aging supplements? At least for today. Here's my disclaimer. Because I get this kind of, I get these questions all the time. What's the top three supplement for blood pressure? Top three supplement for, you know, whatever. In this case, top three supplements for helping us manage the aging process. I mean, I get these kind of questions all the time. And truthfully, that those are so hard to answer because there's a lot of nutrients that can help. And I think because we're individuals, you really have to look at the individual person and what they're going through and what they're doing. So my list could change. You know, if you come to me and say, Dr. Mike, I want to simply live healthier and I want to live a few more years longer than I might otherwise. So what would you tell me? I'm going to actually take time with you and I'm going to look at you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to figure out what you do, what your occupation is. So it's really kind of hard to talk about top three anything, to be perfectly honest with you. But I'm going to do it anyways for this segment. So, you know, here it is. We don't really know why we age. There's multiple theories. There's the loss of hormone theory. There is the loss of cell membrane theory. Loss of neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals that allow your brain cells to communicate. The loss of the immune system theory. And then there's a big one that is called loss of cell energy, or what some people call mitochondrial decay theory. The mitochondria, of course, are the powerhouses of the cell. The mitochondria brings in oxygen and sugar and makes ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That is your energy currency for your cells. When you are younger, you make a lot of ATP and your cells are able to function, right? And when you get older, you make less ATP, or you're making less ATP as you get older, and your cells don't function as well. So, and this has been linked directly to a loss of the mitochondria. You can actually look at tissue samples of, say the bicep muscle of a 20-year-old versus a 70-year-old, and you can put it underneath an electron microscope, and you can see the significant loss of mitochondria in the muscle cells from, say, 20 to 70. So we know that mitochondrial decay, or the loss of these powerhouses, really does occur. And so we're not going to make as much energy. And so when you don't make energy, you're eventually not going to live much longer. I mean, that's the theory, and that's kind of how it goes. The question is why does this happen? Why do the mitochondria decrease over time? Why do they decay and degrade over time? Well, there's a couple different things I'd like to talk to you about that. First of all, when the mitochondria makes energy, I already went over this, it takes two important compounds to do that, oxygen and sugar. Most of the oxygen in your body, most of the sugar in your body that you eat from your food, eventually gets into the mitochondria. Well, when that happens and the mitochondria makes energy out of it, that's a good thing. But there's a flip side to it. There's a downside to energy production. The oxygen that comes into the mitochondria and the sugar that comes into the mitochondria can actually damage them. And over a lifetime, right, of making energy with oxygen and sugar, over a lifetime, the mitochondria take a big hit. So what I want to focus on for this segment when it comes to the top three anti-aging supplements are ways we can improve the mitochondria. So really, I'm only focusing on that one theory. We're not going to talk about hormones. We're not going to talk about the immune system. We're going to focus on cell energy production and preserving the mitochondria. So the first supplement, and everybody should be taking this, I consider this a foundational supplement. It's the first one out of the three today, and that is ubiquinol CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. It is essential to the mitochondria. If you don't have CoQ10, the mitochondria is not going to be able to make ATP, that energy currency. So when you supplement with CoQ10, when you replace CoQ10, because you got to get it, you have to bring it into your system. When you replace it, you're allowing that mitochondria to produce more energy. So it's critical. I really consider it a foundational supplement. If you're interested in supplements, it's really, you know, along with the multivitamin, along with some fish oil, CoQ10 is a big one on that list. It turns out that CoQ10 can even extend life, by the way. There was a study, CoQ10 supplementation was shown to extend the lives of many different animal species. It does so not only by helping, right, the mitochondria make energy, but CoQ10 is also an antioxidant for the mitochondria. So it protects against oxidative stress. So CoQ10 is really working in a double way here. It's enhancing the mitochondrial's energy production, but it's also protecting the mitochondria, acting as an antioxidant. So there was a study in mice. The mice were given CoQ10, the equivalent of 50 to 100 milligrams in human. We can actually calculate what's called a human equivalent dose. And the mice lived 11.7 years longer on the CoQ10 versus no CoQ10, which is approximately 9 human extra years based on today's life expectancy of about 78 years. That's pretty impressive. So the mice given the CoQ10, they were probably making more cell energy, plus they were protecting the mitochondria. See? So it's a double benefit there of CoQ10. So that's the first one. Take CoQ10. The second one is PQQ. Pyroloquinoline quinone. PQQ is a powerful antioxidant. So when you take PQQ, it, like CoQ10, is going to protect the mitochondria. That's a good thing. But here's something amazing about PQQ. Besides just protecting the mitochondria, it can actually help your body make brand new mitochondria. I call it the generator. So when you take in PQQ, your body will make more mitochondria. How does it do that? Well, PQQ is a transcription factor. That's a fancy phrase for compounds that interact with genes to either turn them on or turn them off. That's what a transcription factor is. And in this case, PQQ is a transcription factor that when you ingest it in a capsule form as a supplement, it goes into the cell and it's able to turn on the genes that make mitochondria. So PQQ is a transcription factor for mitochondrial genes. So not only is it an antioxidant like CoQ10, it's a generator. It makes more mitochondria. So if you were to take PQQ and compare your muscle cells to where you were 20 versus 70, you're going to lose a lot of the mitochondria as you get older, but PQQ can reactivate those mitochondria, can bring the numbers back up, and you can have more mitochondria like you did when you were in your 20s. More mitochondria means more cell energy production. The third one is creatine. Creatine is a compound that is able to help the mitochondria make more energy by bringing fats into the mitochondria. See, the mitochondria doesn't just have to use sugar. The mitochondria can actually use fats to make cell energy as well. It's carnitine. Carnitine brings in the fat into the mitochondria and helps the mitochondria burn that fat as energy. So you have CoQ10, which is a potent antioxidant and an enhancer of energy production. You have PQQ, pyroloquinoline quinone, which is an antioxidant and a transcription factor for more mitochondria. And then you have carnitine, which is going to bring in fats in the mitochondria to make more energy. So you're going to burn some fat, not just sugar. That triple threat there, that triple action plan for enhancing cell energy production could actually help you live healthier longer. That's CoQ10, PQQ, and carnitine. We're going to enhance the mitochondria, we're going to protect the mitochondria, and we're going to make new mitochondria. That's what the PQQ does for us. So those are my top three anti-aging supplements, at least when it comes to the loss of cell energy as one of the theories of why we age. Many other theories of why we age. That's why I had that disclaimer at the beginning of this segment. CoQ10, PQQ, and carnitine. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.